Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So let's talk a little bit about what kind of the doom and gloom of what's coming in for the mayor-elect Helena Moreno. And when we get into the budget, it will quantify for you a lot of what's happening. But recently, there was a transition report that was commissioned by Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration. It was a 442-page report that was provided to Mayor-elect Helena Moreno's transition team. And it had a budget proposal for 2026 that was embedded in there. But really, it was outlining a lot of the summary of city operations and things that are going on in each of the individual departments and where they are, where they believe that there are staffing shortages that have been hurting the delivery of city services. There's a lot of conversation in and around reliance on costly contractors, as the report notes, especially in the Department of Public Works. The city's emergency medical services say they're operating at about 60% of the staff that it needs. Fire department has been helping EMS backfill relative to responses. Sanitation department has some observations about where they should be. And one of the observations is that maybe this requirement that city workers living in having to have to live in the city of New Orleans is a problem. And anytime you limit the scope and the depth of individuals that may have an interest in working for the city, when you are stressed as it relates to human capital, it's not a good thing. You may want to change the fundamentals of that strategy and do something different. You've heard me talk on this show. Not many people talk about this. I do, because I managed it for a long time, 13 years to be as someone other than being the sheriff, and then when another 10 years as sheriff. So for 23 years, managed facilities in an organization. And I make this observation, and the report says as well, that many facilities require maintenance that departments have not been able to keep up with, and lack of departmental funding inhibits the ability to perform all necessary corrective actions. We saw that with the NOPD headquarters, where the air condition went down. That building has been in distress for a long, long time. It's depressing. People, you know, don't come to work with a bounce in their step if they got to go work in an it hole, right? And they don't do it. And it's just the reality. You have to create a good atmosphere. Environmental factors matter for employees. And it really matters as it relates to morale. In fact, there are some that say it may even matter more than money in morale. And I've always been a firm believer of a collective effort of that coupled with removing barriers, lowering hurdles to get from point A to point B. In the most simplest terms, putting people in the best position to achieve what they need to achieve by being employed in the city of New Orleans. People like experiencing success. And when you give folks a project or they have tasks at a hand that they need to perform, they like to be able to do it with the least amount of resistance because they like to reach a level of achievement. Certainly those that take pride in their work, and they feel great about what they're doing because they know that they are making a difference. But a lot of times we don't focus on those factors. We're not giving the tools necessary to do the job. We're stuck on stuck. We have antiquated technology that doesn't work. It's going down all the time. It's always a guessing game as to whether or not when we show up and we turn the computer on as to whether or not it's actually going to go on and whether or not it'll be able to do what it's designed to do and whether things are functioning appropriately. That's not a fun job to have when there's an uncertainty of whether or not any of that is going to work. It's not a fun job to have not knowing whether or not you're going to have air conditioning tomorrow when it's 98 degrees. So the whole time you're going to work, you actually got people calling ahead, hey, is the air condition working? What kind of mental state do you think they're in when before they even get there, they say, no, it's not working, and it's about 86 degrees in the building right now, so welcome home, right? All of those things matter. And a lot of times what they do is it reveals itself in their attitude when you go to the window and you need some help. Because by the time they're there for an hour, they're miserable. And it's not an excuse. It's a reality. But in this city, for whatever, for decades, we've not paid much attention to it. I oftentimes remind folks of, it's good to do an audit of oneself, right? Maybe they should do a code compliance audit of all the buildings that they have to see whether or not they're up to snuff and they're actually up to code. It's hard to go out there and enforce the code if you yourself fall short of what's required by the code. It might be a healthy practice for the city to engage in right off the bat. Check out where you stand as it relates to the code. So this report outlines a bunch of these situations. The fire department says that they need new fire trucks. Without it, we hear this a lot, the fire protection rating may be impaired. I don't know if that's true or not. It's worthy of looking into that. It's one of the threats that are always made by the fire department that could cause property insurance costs to go up for residents. But these are all of the things that you need to take into consideration in developing the budget, the way that you manage the expenditures of the city, the way that you manage the revenue of the city, understanding that there are certain priorities that have to be funded. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about this with the mayor-elect when she comes in, and that's why I'm covering some of this now. But the first couple of budget years here are going to be, I think, unique.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unique because they got to get a lot of weight off of their chest right now so that they can breathe. And so I just like to throw that out there as it relates to expectations. And, you know, some of these things may seem like doomsday, but they're absolutely necessary because they got to change the course. And if you don't change the course immediately, you're not going to have that breathing space available to you in year three and year four, because it's going to take multiple years to get through this process. We didn't get here just with 8 years of not paying attention to the details under the Cantrell administration. This goes further back. In fact, the culture has been so embedded in city administration, you really almost have to choke the culture out of this organization in order to move forward. Because we cannot fund and finance certain things that are out there if we're not funding and finance to the best of our capability basic city services. You've heard the mayor-elect talk a lot about that, because I think for the first time maybe, and maybe for the first time she's had an opportunity, obviously, as the incoming mayor, to speak as a mayor would speak about the state of the state. It's a little different than when you're on the legislative side of the equation. So these are problems that are going to take multi-year strategies in order to address, to overcome, because when you think about a $220 million deficit on roughly, let's just say, $800 million in revenue, due to math, it's a big number. And the math doesn't lie, and it has no emotion. You've heard me say that before. It is what it is, and it will continue going on. It'll continue to be a challenge if you don't get your hands around it immediately. One of the other observations that was made is that about IT. And one of the ways that you're able to overcome human capital distress is through the utilization of IT in an appropriate fashion, where you're able to handle tasks, repetitive tasks, technologically, if you have implemented your IT in the appropriate fashion. That's a particular strategy, probably one that most people engage in every day, always trying to save on human capital needs. High attrition rates in government, uncertainty in government, sometimes uncertainty in funding. Sometimes you're hit with natural disasters that put a lot of stress on a government. A lot of times you are in this distressed state financially, relying on others to provide and backfill revenues and the like to keep things going. And a lot of times you have to fall back on technology to make sure that you're able to continue to do the services, sometimes even from afar. And we've had a lot of experience with that down here, especially south of the I-10. These are all things that you have to set yourself up for, right? And one of the other things that is glaringly obvious in this report is that we have a very antiquated IT system, one that has a series of disparate systems that don't really communicate with one another. It's not what some may refer to as an enterprise system, where you have component parts that are interacting and interrelated to one another in a very seamless fashion. It's not unusual. You see this in government all the time because they don't like to take on the full breadth and depth of the cost of an enterprise system at one time. So it's implemented in pieces and parts. That's not a criticism. It's an observation. I've seen it a million times, experienced it myself. But it's something that you're going to have to keep your attention on and always moving forward and making sure that you have the appropriate amount of resources, money, dedicated to this endeavor in order to get to where you need to get. And you have to be very cautious of the way that you execute and implement, because you don't want to become a slave to the technology either. There's a delicate balance there. So these are all things that have come up in this report. I don't really want to take the time now in talking to the mayor-elect about it, but these are all additional challenges on top of what we're going to talk about and what you're going to hear in the 12 o'clock hour as it relates to the budget. Because when you look at forward-leaning cities, forward-leaning states, they have addressed these issues. They stay current. You have those that attempt to stay current, and these projects run amok. In fact, in the state of California, they tried to implement a state-of-the-art 911 system throughout the state, and it's failed. And now they've trashed the project after spending hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to implement this. It's not rocket science. It's been done in almost every municipality and state in the country, but there are those that want to do things in a different way and think that there's a lot of value in doing this, and they want to recreate the wheel. And what do? They ended up spending a boatload of money, and now they've abandoned the project. Why? Because when they went to turn it on, it doesn't work. That's a big time problem. But that's, again, in the outcome of not paying attention to the details. Getting involved in projects for the sake of saying, this is what we're doing. You get a sound bite, you move forward, you don't do the preparatory work, you don't understand exactly what you need to do in order to make it happen. You probably have a timeline that's too quick, and you're probably looking to achieve things that are just simply not achievable because of political structures or otherwise. We'll have a little bit of that too. And I think the mayor has exhibited, a mayor-elect that is, has exhibited the appropriate amount of patience to be able to walk through and travel through those challenges in an appropriate way. So just a couple of observations. We will dig into the numbers when Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso join us. It is a balanced budget. Their budget that they proposed is balanced. And we'll talk about those particular numbers at 12 o'clock. All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.